Yes.
Yes, sir.
Another episode.
Another episode.
And he already got me laughing.
Yeah, I just missed Steven doing his voice exercise before the show. Yeah. That's what cracked me up.
Y'all don't realize there's a lot to go into these shows. It's
exactly.
I mean, we just don't get on here and just start talking. I mean, we have to really think about what we're going to say.
Yes.
Anthony, there's some news that we're going to be sharing with you folks that's listening. Anthony just kind of shared it with me, and it just made me... It made my mouth exercise work even more because my mouth dropped. My jaw dropped when I saw the actual number. And that, Anthony, that's not even talking about the under-the-table money that has been received as well. So we're going to talk about that. You guys are listening to Coffee and Cash Flow, the number one financial edutainment show in the country. We appreciate all the listeners out there all across the country, Anthony. We've got loyal listeners.
That's right.
Been contacting me and saying things to us. And love the show and want to find it. So there are other affiliate stations that are hearing this, and you probably don't hear it, or you're listening and you're trying to hear what your competition is doing. Your competition is playing Coffee and Cash Flow.
That's right. They're listening to us, too.
right, Anthony. So we want to thank all of our sponsors, of course, Anthony. We can't do the show without our sponsors, right?
That's right.
Because I'm not trying to pay for all this all the time. So we want to make sure we keep our sponsors in place. We want to thank low-cost airlines, Anthony. They've got deals that are not posted.
That's right.
So you can try to go to those other sites. You're not going to find that deal.
Mm-hmm.
So it's low-cost airlines is where you'll get that. And we also want to thank, of course, MyPillow. You know, MyPillow and Mike Liddell and the things that he's trying to do in the country is not be silenced. And we agree with that.
That's right. No matter what your opinion is.
Right. Whether you like it or love it. We also want to thank the tax doctor, Anthony. I had a tax bill I had to pay, had to deal with.
Yeah, I need that tax doctor number myself.
Right? The tax doctor, Anthony. The guy's very important. So make sure you keep your taxes paid. We want to thank Instashore.info for all of your health and care and insurance needs. Make sure you go to Instashore.info across the country. AHIP is coming up. Medicare is coming up, Anthony.
That's right. I just finished my AHIP, so yeah, I'm ready for you.
Right. If you need to be hip, you better get with Anthony because he can help you with that AHIP. He's got the AHIP, so the credentials and the certification that's required. Anthony, that's a lot you guys go through to do that.
It is. You know, every year we have to actually take a test. We have to be retested. Then we have to get recertified with each one of the carriers that we deal with. One thing about being a broker is that we get to actually work with multiple carriers. But that means getting recertified with each one, too.
And as Anthony once said to me, Steve, you should look at Medicare. My famous words when he said, yeah, I considered it all. Like, you know, we'll look at that, Anthony. Yeah, let me take. Then he said, you know, you got to do this, this, this. I said, I'm out. And it's been enough.
Chicken.
I'm not doing all of that. I will stay in my lane in retirement income. And showing people how to retire better is what we'll do.
You know, like I said, and it's good. You know, the great thing about both of us working today is that we have different skill sets that
right.
come into play, you know. And so that's important because when you're retiring, you're going to have to deal with Medicare.
It's a huge, and if I can find the article, I think I may mention it on the show when I find it, Anthony. It's a big article about healthcare and retirement and how someone was really, their retirement was affected. So I'll get into that article. We also want to thank MyVirtualDocs.com for all of your healthcare needs, Anthony, in terms of they just have unbelievable behavioral health programs that are 24/7 in the moment. They have virtual primary care. Listen, virtual primary care is now. It's not just the future.
Yes,
it's
it is.
Now.
I did one today, and it was interesting.
Right.
Yes.
And so he bears witness to that, how that program can actually work, in addition to the free pharmacy program. That includes some of the most highly costly medications is included in that particular pharmacy packages for free for the members. So lisinopril and some of these other medications, metformin is free. My Virtual Docs, folks, go ahead and take a look at it. Contact your representative, which you can also find on InstaShore.info.
Yeah. So, and also, you know, don't forget the pets.
The pets. Anthony, I always remind you about the pets.
See, let me tell you something. See, I believe that definitely people need to take care of their pets.
Right.
And so if you need something that helps with your medical bills, medical costs of taking care of your pets, guess what? That's included with the package.
And lastly, well, we want to also thank for all those veterans, folks that need veteran car donations. Guys, remember, if you don't have a car, it doesn't have to be in pristine shape. Anthony, they can donate to the veteran car donation And that phone number is 1-800-709-9174. That is 1-800-709-9174. Let's play. I want to hear from Mike real quick because he likes this show, Anthony. We want to make sure we hear from Mr. Liddell and hear his message, and then we'll get into the show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
And that promo code is?
Coffee.
Coffee.
Really easy, coffee.
Can't get much simpler than coffee, folks. Coffee. Anthony, we got a show today. I want to get into it as we get into the Morning Cup. And don't forget, if anybody listened to the show also and want to be involved and want to be a sponsor, that number is 1-800-306-5086. Again, that's 1-800-306-5086 to get in on the fun. Anthony, as you know, we have these shows, and as you guys are familiar now, you've been listening for several years. This is called The Cup.
And my cup runneth over.
My cup runneth over, Anthony.
Yes, sir.
And I was just thinking about this show, and we were looking at what retirees deal with, right? Mm. And some of us have been able to retire on fire.
Right.
Right? But a majority of us retire with regrets.
Mm.
So we're going to look at in the cup. 8 purchases retirees almost always regret.
Mm.
And we're going to show you a better way to do that when we get into our other segments. Anthony, a big house. Number one, survey says, a big house. If you've grown accustomed to upsizing your house throughout your life, you might feel like when you retire at the peak of your net worth, it's time to splurge and get the biggest house of your life.
Not really, but any case.
Right, Anthony. But generally speaking, that is actually the worst time to do it.
It is.
Why do you think that's so, Anthony? Because you think about it, when you have kids, I know people have bought these homes that's got 7, 8 bedrooms.
Well, you're going to have maintenance. You got to have somebody go to it.
Right.
Hey, you're going to hire a maid with that. Now, I don't know if your wife's going to like that.
You get young, what's her name, Consuela, who comes to the house.
Exactly. Hey. Consuela, vacuum over there, Consuela.
Right. Please, over there. I never forget, there was a show that used to come on HBO, and speaking of Consuela, it was the first time I'd ever seen Salma Hayek. Let's say I've been a fan ever since.
Okay, I see.
So, the next one, Anthony, big travel experiences. So many older Americans have travel on their minds when they finally retire, and that's a great way to occupy your time. However, if you blow a chunk of money on a round-the-world cruise for the moment you retire, you could be crippling your future financial well-being.
And you know, it's interesting because I do talk to retirees, and a lot of them, they want to travel. You know, it's the time, they have a break. But really, honestly, it's good to get some travel in place, but really taking that big trip is going to be damage to your retirement.
And exactly, that's what I talk. We sit down and we talk to folks. We do tell them, listen, you got money set aside for that. I think that's a good one, Anthony. People don't really look at when they start thinking about retirement. They think about they want to go away, but they haven't budgeted for that retirement, that big trip that they want to go on, and they haven't considered, well, what if the market does what it's been doing?
Especially with gas prices right now. Right. Ticket prices are crazy.
Right. So that's a good thing. So third, Anthony, says here, luxury items for friends and colleagues.
Oh, forget that.
Anthony's like, forget that. So there's a lot of generous people. Anthony says forget that, but he's very generous, by the way.
I am.
He's very generous to a fault at times.
That's what happens, too.
Right.
Because, too, you know, like I said, when you retire, you can imagine you'd find friends and coming out the woodwork will think you got all this money loaded up.
Right.
Well, that can be hurtful to your pocket.
It can be very hurtful, Anthony. And so it says basically those who are generous in mind and spirit might see retirement as a time to spend on nice gifts for friends and former work colleagues. While tokens of appreciation are always in good taste, It's important to balance kindness toward others with preservation of your financial well-being.
Absolutely.
And there's a good example here in this article. It says if you retire with $1 million, for example, you might feel like you can afford to buy cruises or cars for special people in your life.
Nope.
But at tens of thousands of dollars per shot, you'll find that $1 million won't last you very long at all, especially if you have 30 or more years of retirement.
It took you a lifetime to save that $1 million. You think you're gonna keep it for a lifetime?
That is so amazing, Anthony, when people think about it. And they don't plan because they're dealing with people that are just, no disrespect to these guys and girls, but they're just assets under management folks, right?
Yes.
So they don't look at how you have to secure portions of that retirement against market volatility. Because
absolutely,
it can affect your entire life and everything that you have going on, Anthony. And you say, $1 million when we were younger, it used to seem like a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But if you think about $1 million and you haven't paid taxes on it, it's not really $1 million.
No, it's not.
So it's important to understand that, guys. So keep that in mind when you're listening and thinking about it. And if you're listening to people like Anthony and myself, then you'll know not to do that. Right?
Yeah.
So early gifts to children.
Yep.
For many retirees, I don't even mention grandchildren because Anthony's a grandfather, so that's another one of
the kids.
Kids get away with that, by the way. So the kids know, you know, the secret and the weakness to dad and grandma and mom? Our babies. Right?
Yes.
Right? So for many retirees, the urge to give money to children is even stronger than the desire to buy gifts for friends and colleagues. In some cases, create a fund, some kind of a trust. A trust. Set it aside. Yeah. Do that.
Yeah.
But if you intend to fully support your adult children or shower them with boatloads of cash, you're likely to regret it. Not only do you run the risk of denying them self-sufficiency, you may find that you'll need that money back in your twilight years when it's no longer likely to be in their possession.
Yep.
That's a very, very important one, Anthony. Expensive cars.
Oh, yeah. Get that drop down, that drop top.
Right. You see, they call it the middle age. It's not even the middle age crisis. We're now, because we're middle-aged men now, Anthony.
Right.
But you think about that senior, that baby boomer moment when you see the guy who's now 70 years old and he's driving around in the convertible Porsche.
Yeah.
Grandpa, you might not necessarily want to do that unless you can really truly afford to do that, right?
Yes.
I had a client, Anthony, used to always threaten me with, Steve, I'm going to buy that Corvette. I'm like, don't do that. I'm like, you don't want to do that. He'd always threaten me every time I talked to him. I think that was his way of just wanting to talk to me because he was like, Steve, I've been thinking about making another big purchase. Like, no. His name was Tony, too. I used to call him Mr. Tony. He's like, Steve, I'm gonna go out and buy me a new Corvette. And I said, Mr. Tony, you don't want to do that.
Exactly.
He'd always threaten me with a good time. Online or TV shopping.
Oh, yeah, especially when you're retired. All you got to do is sit down and watch TV all day.
Right.
You know, you ever went to sleep and then you wake up and you feel like, oh, I feel like buying this Dutch oven.
Right. Because it's been playing in the background while
exactly,
you were sleeping.
Exactly.
So, folks, stay off of Amazon sometime.
Yeah.
Especially because they got commercials, Prime. And now you done shopped and ordered so much stuff from Prime.
Late night TV. Buy one, get one free.
Or the shopping network these folks go to, Anthony. It sounds like a good deal to me. No, it's overpriced. Don't do it.
Yep.
Extra insurance. Now, some people say insurance is important to have as retirement. We know it's important, especially on your money.
Absolutely.
But overspending on insurance you don't need is wasteful and can be an unnecessary drain on your nest egg.
Right, especially if you're older. It's going to automatically, you know, insurance goes by your age and your health condition. So, you know, those are things that you really want to pay attention to. Like I says, you know, annuities, good, you know.
Right.
Some other instruments that you'd want somebody, a professional like us, to evaluate what's the best thing. The thing about us is that we weren't going to oversell you
on
what we have.
No, Anthony, I read the rest of this article. I'm not even going to read the rest of it because I don't actually like what they're saying. But because you look at it, they're giving bad advice on giving overall advice. See, this is what our problem I have. They're saying, you don't need more than $1 million. You don't know what that person's...
You don't know.
You don't know what that person has accumulated.
Exactly.
It's a bad advice here. Yes, there are people. I met a lady one time, and I was like, there's nothing to sell here. This was back when I was doing, like, final expense insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And I go to this old lady, and I think she ended up buying something anyway, but I'm like, you don't really need anything else.
Sure.
She still wanted to buy it, right? So there are people who do prey on these older folks who don't have any real assets, and yet they're spending all this additional money on stuff they don't even need.
Yeah, cause, I mean, generously, it's just like the kids thing you just talked about.
Yep.
People do want to leave money, but you want some sound advice on what to leave and how to leave it.
That's absolutely right. And the last one, Anthony, that fills out the survey, we're doing our version of Family Feud, I guess, Anthony, is a vacation home.
Oh, yeah.
A vacation home is a fun way to spend time with friends and family, but it's often a purchase that retirees regret. For starters, and I think it goes back to what you talked about, these homes and who's maintaining it. Who's maintaining the home?
Yeah.
You're dramatically increasing your expenses at a time when you're turning off your main source of income. In addition to your mortgage, this is why I tell people when they talk about having a mortgage in retirement, it depends on your situation. But if I can get rid of a mortgage when I'm in retirement, I'm getting rid of that mortgage.
Yeah, and, you know, honestly, I mean, what the biggest thing I think a lot of seniors get, retirees get attracted into is these, what do you call them?
The
timeshares.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And with a timeshare, I mean, come on. You could probably get an Airbnb for the time that you spend. It'd probably be cheaper in the long haul to get, you know, go take an Airbnb trip these days because you can rent sophisticated houses now for cheap using Airbnb.
That's right. That's good stuff, folks. So, again, Anthony just gave you some more practical information that you can use. And listen, Anthony, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this commercial break with more Coffee and Cash Flow with Stephen
and Anthony.
We'll be right back.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-430-7923. 800-430-7923. 800-430-7923. That's 800-430-7923.
And we're back.
We are back.
Anthony, I'm actually having a little fun today. I feel like I don't have to work as hard. I know, but Anthony, it's so important for people to just listen to those eight regrets and retire regrets. We all have them. But the one thing you don't want to do when you do retire is make sure that you haven't overextended yourself or not properly prepared.
Yeah, it's more about, you know, enjoying your retirement. I understand that. But just remember, too, unless you want to go back to work.
Right.
And, you know, these days you may have to, especially with gas prices and everything where they are. But, again, you don't want to purposely put yourself in a position where you have to go back to work. Even if you're looking, like Stephen said, $1 million is not $1 million because you still have taxes to pay. You don't know how long you're going to live and how your health is going to be. So there's a lot of things that you need to be prepared for.
It's funny you say that about $1 million is not $1 million anymore because I watched some movie. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the D.B. Cooper thing. It was like this guy back in the day, he hijacked a plane and he got away with it. Mm. So there's been this whole thing about he jumped out in a parachute. He got away with $200,000. But it's on Netflix. And I watched it, and the guy, I think it happened in like 1971 or something like that, whatever it was. But the guy made a comparison. He said he took $200,000, which is like $1 million today.
Mm. Wow.
Does that give you an idea of what this million dollars is now, right?
Yep.
It's like, and it just made me say, wow, that's amazing. So, Mocha Minute. Beep, 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 beep. Which is a nice segue. Hate inflation. Blame millennials, according to this article. Millennials have supposedly killed everything from casual dining to the movie industry. Now they're to blame for inflation.
Oh, really?
One investor tells CNBC that the historic spike in prices is a result of a 27 to 42-year-olds putting off big purchases like homes and cars for too long compared with previous generations. This gentleman says, but in the past 2 years, they've all entered the party together, says Bill Smead, chief investment officer at a company called Smead. I'm not going to give him too much pub. When demand is so high, Smead argues there's only so much the Federal Reserve can do to tap down inflation. Says here, millennials make up the largest share of U.S. home buyers, according to, well, that just defeated what he just said, 43% according to the National Association of Realtors, and even wealthier millennials are three times more likely than the baby boomer counterparts to delay big purchases, a recent CNBC survey found. Anthony, well, now we're talking about that's actually not true. So the millennials are buying the most homes. So you know that's one of those old sayings where people say, get off my lawn.
Uh-huh.
So apparently they want to blame millennials, but it's not all millennials. Matter of fact, we got somebody who's definitely not a millennial who's in the White House.
You know, it's funny to me, some of these guys that call themselves professionals that don't understand this economy.
Right.
It's the government pushing all of these, printing more money, mm-hmm. pushing more incentive programs into the marketplace. This is the reason why we have inflation. It has nothing to do with those folks. In fact, what's going on right now, we're getting ready to go into a recession. And, you know, a lot of people just need to be prepared. You know, if you're buying houses, houses now have been inflated. There's a lot of that going on. And then there's jobs not paying enough money to keep up, and people are not going to jobs. I mean, there's so much going on in this economy.
Very much true. And then when you think about jobs, Anthony, that's a very good segue, which says offices struggle with PTO tsunami.
Mm.
What do 2 years of pent-up YOLO and FOMO add up to? A big rush on PTO, Fast Company reports. Despite a chaotic air travel season and gas prices that make road trips ultra expensive, a recent survey found that more than 87% of Americans have vacation plans this season, and Airbnb's summer bookings are reportedly, listen to this, 30% higher than they were pre-COVID.
Wow.
This puts employers in tough spots as they try to juggle overlapping vacation requests, leading many to push project timelines and some even to offer cash bonuses to staffers willing to defer their breaks to off-peak times. This is kind of an amazing thing that people are trying to make you, please don't go away on vacation. Stay here and work. Isn't that amazing, Anthony?
Yep, absolutely.
So there's a new wave of layoffs fueling anxiety. So I'm kind of confused. So they're a PTO, they want to delay you from working, or don't go, I want you to stay here and work. Then there's a wave of anxiety, so of layoffs. So this is a lot of conflicting information, you know. So it says announcements of layoffs, hiring freezes, and rescinded jobs offers have rolled, well, the tech industry and startup community for several months. Well, it's particular industries, I guess. So now companies across multiple sectors, well, no, it's not, are making staff cuts as executives worry about a possible recession.
Of course. You know, I think Elon Musk just laid off a whole factory in San Jose, I can't remember.
Right.
But these are the things, these are the effects of recession, folks. It's about to be some layoffs.
Yeah, and so it says all manner of adverse near-term effects on their businesses, according to somebody named Puck. It says, despite those mounting signs of economic trouble, CNBC, there's that wonderful CNBC,
mm-hmm.
notes that overall employers' demand for workers remain extremely high and that layoffs are near historical lows. Well, of course, people don't want to work. Anthony, Disney, and I want you to announce that last thing also that we just saw, Disney hiking prices of ESPN Plus by 43%. What?
Wow.
Subscribing to ESPN Plus is about to get a lot more expensive for all of you sports fans, and I'm one of the bigger ones. Disney's raising the price of the sports streaming platform by 43%, according to Bloomberg. Beginning August 23rd, that's my pop's birthday, subscribers will pay $9.99 a month, up from $6.99. And annual subscribers will be billed $99, up from $69.99. Disney is betting customers will continue to fork over the cash, helping its bottom line in an area where it still loses money. This move could also drive subscribers towards Disney streaming bundle. That actually is a smarter play, which is Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus for $13.99 a month. We have them all. So I'm somebody that supports these little bundles because I have them. And I create my own bundles, by the way. So, Anthony, you got some other news that I saw in the news.
Yes, sir. Mr. Fauci, are you dealing with Mr. Fauci? Mr. Injection?
Mr. Injection. What's your obsession?
Yeah, you know, a lot of people don't realize that Fauci actually has the largest retirement pension in the American government history.
So a public in
public
history.
Figure, that's right, in wow. history, over $350,000. $350,000 is going to be his retirement per year.
Per year.
And again, you know, this is the problem with the government. You know, you want to put your money, a lot of people think that the government's going to invest their money right, they're going to do this, going to do that. You're putting it in the wrong place. And so this is what happens to your money. It goes to politicians, it goes to those in power, and, you know, the rest of us have to suffer for it.
They've got some of the best health care plans as well, so you have to also remember that, and they don't pay nearly anything, a lot, most of them. That's in your Senate and your congressmen and some of these public officials. It's just amazing that we continue to see the okey-doke.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So Dr. Fauci is going to be retiring.
Yep.
And he's leaving with a nest egg of $350,000 a year. And who knows what he's made on
plus,
some of his other...
$350,000 plus.
And
he's probably going to be speaking and writing books and doing all the great things politicians do when they leave.
All the great things that politicians do. And so, folks, we're going to take another commercial break because I need a break on that one. He gets to retire with $350,000 plus.
Per year.
Per year. Yeah. For as long as he lives.
Now, he can afford the trip around the world.
Yes, he can.
And the fancy cars.
Oh, he can definitely do that. So you're listening to Coffee and Cash Flow. Again, to get in on the fun, 1-800-306-5086. 1-800-306-5086. Coffee and Cash Flow will be right back after this commercial break.
Are you looking for today's best virtual healthcare solutions? Then look no further than myvirtualdocs.com. Right now, get unlimited virtual and urgent care, unlimited mental health, a free pharmacy program that covers medications like diabetes and more, plus a wellness app that pays you to work out. That's myvirtualdocs.com. It's affordable for organizations and their families. Let our network of experienced medical professionals put your healthcare over big profits. That's myvirtualdocs.com. Healthcare whenever, wherever.
And we're back.
We're back.
Anthony. Not Anthony Fauci, but the other Anthony. Anthony, it's amazing how we hear about these things in the public. I just think people, you need to start understanding what we keep preaching. Your enemy, I'm going to say this and I'm going to say it again. Your enemies to your retirement is Washington and Wall Street.
That's it.
I'm going to say it again. Your enemies, some of you have done well and you've been lucky and you've been fortunate, but others have experienced the roller coaster ride that you get at Disney, at Carowinds, and some of these other amusement parks when it comes to your retirement.
Mm-hmm.
And I, like many people, the older I get, the less likely I'm getting on a roller coaster. So I don't want my retirement on a roller coaster ride.
Right.
Because, you know, sometimes these roller coasters get stuck. And yep, you don't want that. So, folks, we're going to get in right into it. In your retirement, your coffee break with Stephen and Anthony. And, Anthony, I got a couple of things I was looking at. It actually comes from one of my newsletters, I believe. So this is my stuff, folks.
Okay.
So life-proofing your retirement savings. I think this will be interesting as we look at this. Let's take a look at some common retirement planning setbacks and how you can life-proof your strategy. Number one, challenge, caregiving and multi-generational support. Anthony, this is a pretty good one. Solution, review insurance and saving options for loved ones if they hypothetically became dependents.
Yep.
That's a big one, Anthony. What did we just say? Review insurance,
mm-hmm,
and multi-generational support. See, this is the, I'm going to have a little bit of a tangent here. This is where when someone says they're a fiduciary and they only do fee-based planning, do you understand that a fee-based planner does not offer insurance?
That's right. They don't, because, hey, if they don't make any money off of your money.
They don't make any money.
They don't make any money.
So they don't tend to refer you to things like this. That's why you shouldn't have all of your retirement assets with a fee-based only planner. You see why that doesn't make sense?
Yep.
You need a holistic planner, someone that is truly a fiduciary that can do investments and insurance. That's holistic. That's a real fiduciary. A fee-only advisor, Anthony, works for the broker-dealer.
That's
it. Not you.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the facts. But it's amazing how they use out these slogans and marketing terms to get everybody to do stuff, but that's another story for another day.
Yep.
Anthony, if a chance medical or economic scenario would make you responsible for a loved one's needs, now is the best time to understand, again, their insurance benefits. Confirm how you'd access necessary funds and review your coverage options for dependents, i.e., long-term care coverage.
That's it.
You see that?
Yep. A lot of people don't understand long-term care. That's the one thing that people don't understand. You're going to need long-term care when you get older. We're dealing with a situation right now with a family member. And thank God they have a good pension, but still, that long-term care for medical services comes in handy.
Comes in handy. Doing so can allow you to identify gaps before they become financial responsibilities that could impact your saving strategy or, listen to this one, increase your expenses in retirement.
Yep.
People don't realize that, Anthony. Your expenses could go up in retirement because of your health.
Yep.
Challenge number two, recessions and market crashes. Mm. Anthony, how long have we been talking about this one? Solution, diversify your assets and reassess your risk tolerance.
Absolutely.
Portfolio diversification ensures your nest egg, which is your retirement, isn't all in one basket and can mitigate risk in an economic downturn.
Yep.
Stop listening to these people who tell you to just ride this out.
Yeah.
Move it around.
Why do you think they're telling you to ride it out? Because they're making money.
They're making money. As you near retirement, it's also worth reevaluating your general strategy and considering more conservative investments that can weather the storm of market volatility with less drastic shifts in value. Come on, Anthony.
Yep.
This is what we're talking about. You have insurance on your cars, your home, your health. Some of you don't have enough insurance on your health, which is what Anthony can help you with, right? But how many of you folks have insurance on your retirement?
I like that.
They don't have it, Anthony. Get some retirement risk insurance, folks. We can help you with that. And the other one, Anthony, is here's another one that people don't think about. Divorce.
Yeah, yep. It's a big one.
It's a big one. I don't want to say it that way.
It's a big Lebowski.
But store all your financial documentation for safekeeping and learn the rules and tax requirements regarding the division of assets in retirement plans. If you're in a state like South Carolina, that is a, what do they call that? That is a fully amicable state, right? Where that person, even when you're moving money, if you live in South Carolina, you have to get your spouses, they have to sign
permission.
Off on permission.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to know what state you're in. You got to know certain rules. So the idea of preparing for a potential divorce may sounds pessimistic, but the cost of not doing so can be devastating. Proper research and documentation are small actions that can help you and your spouse avoid expensive legal headaches and establish a what-if strategy for secure retirement finances without shared assets and income. Again, is your nest egg, what did I just say, folks, life proof. Folks, we have a bunch of amazing solutions that we can talk about. But one of the things that I want to tell you guys about real quickly, Anthony, we have a product right now that just increased their rates when you talk about guarantees.
Yes.
Listen to this. They offer a 20% bonus on your income day one. And it's a big company that's nationwide.
Wow.
Anthony, and they have a guaranteed 8% compounding roll-up on that same
18%?
8%.
8%, okay.
Compound so roll-up.
Oh, that's 8. Yeah. Really good, too.
Compound roll-up on that income, Anthony. As you defer income, it compounds by 8%. That's 28% in the first year. So imagine, so think about that, Anthony. We're just going to say if it was $1 million and you just added 28%, isn't that
$280,000? Yep.
Add it to your income?
Yep. Wow.
And 8% compounding every year. Folks, you've got to get with people like Anthony and myself that can help you secure your retirement.
Wow.
And now, Anthony, we've got a special offer that we've offered before, and we're going to do it again. For the first 10 callers that have more than $500,000 or more saved for your retirement, I personally, along with Anthony, Stephen Crawford, who's the CEO of FIG, managing partner of FIG Wealth Partners, will personally run an income gap analysis report and show you how your life savings can create a dependable and sustainable income in retirement. I just showed you one of the options that we have will give you 20% plus 8% on that income. Can you imagine 28% boost on your income with no market volatility? It's contractually guaranteed, Anthony, to get the 8% compound roll-up.
Wow.
Think about that. Now, and lastly, which I just been giving out recently, and one of the guys out in Seattle took a day. I think he probably had a chance to look at it now. This is a complimentary, and there's no obligation. For those same 10 callers will receive the movie Baby Boomer Dilemma.
You've got to see that movie.
Got to see that movie, Anthony. Leading economist, the father of the 401k. And it amazes me when I've seen a person or two who watched it and was like, yeah, it makes a lot of sense. And they still don't do nothing. But they're losing thousands and thousands of dollars daily. I just, you can't help that. You can't help somebody that's going to do that. And I'm not trying to be honest with you. So this is complimentary on behalf of Stephen and Anthony and Coffee and Cash Flow. Call today, 1-800-306-5086, 1-800-306-5086. This is your retirement coffee break with Stephen and Anthony, and we want more coffee, please, with Anthony.
That's right. Well, you know, there's some good news on the market, and, you know, as I predicted, most people, if you follow me, I talk about cryptocurrency a lot. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I said was that Bitcoin was going to drop to about 18,000 and skyrocket back up. Just today alone, the market grew 3.4%. Mm-hmm. And Bitcoin's now up $21,750. And so, you know, I'm telling you guys, this is, you know, it's like, you know, it's the time where you see two, whenever you see a recession coming, what happens is it affects all markets.
Mm-hmm.
Every single market is going to drop. Right now, the housing market is about to see major drop in sales and performance because recession is preventing people, the inflation
right.
is preventing people from really getting in and getting those better rates that we did just a couple of years ago. And because the Fed's about to raise interest rates again this month. So we're talking about another full point raise in interest rates. People are not going to be buying houses like they were last month. Now, you may have some hedge funds that are continuing to buy houses, but the average person, again, this is becoming a problem. You have still high gas prices. The government's trying to do what they can. I'll tell them, I said, Joe, open up the pipeline. Let those boys drill and do what they got to do. You keep on trying to use these different maneuvers, but you can't do much without the supply.
Right,
and you can't beg Saudi Arabia to give us more oil. Okay, that doesn't work.
No.
So let the oil companies here, let them drill more and give them the opportunity. So that being said, guys, what's going on with the crypto market is that people are putting their funds into reserve funds. They're using the crypto market as a reserve fund to hedge against this inflation that's coming. Because what's going to happen is the Bitcoin's going to jump back up to where its high was just a few months ago. So that my advice to you, and again, I don't give financial advice, is to pay attention to everything around you. You know, pay attention to all the stuff that's going on. You know, definitely contact us so we can give you some ideas of what we're doing to hedge our funds. And let's work together. Stephen, back to you.
Oh, that was quick, Anthony. Anthony gave us, sir. He just took a little bit of time. I guess it's sweet and to the point.
Short and sweet.
Short and sweet. So short and sweet. And folks, don't forget, again, what Anthony was saying is remember the first 10 callers that call us will get the movie that everybody's talking about, the Baby Boomer Dilemma, on us.
Yep.
I'm going to use the word on us, not free, because nothing free in life, right?
Mm-hmm.
But on us, courtesy of Coffee and Cashflow. We will love to get it to you, folks. Anthony, it's must-see TV.
It is.
And isn't that like a show used to be, must-see TV? It's must-see TV, honestly, folks. And we think that you should definitely see it. So, folks, what we're going to do is probably take another quick commercial break, and then we're going to ride the rest of this show out.
Yes, sir.
As we come back from commercial break. But you're listening to Coffee and Cash Flow, the number one financial edutainment show in the nation. As my man from, what was the guy from Friday, Mike Epps' character, top flight, that's what he would say. We're top flight, and we're very thankful for the folks that listen. So don't forget our sponsors, Veterans Card Donation, folks. Get on the card donation. Make sure you check them out. We want to thank Instashore.info for all of your health care needs. MyPillow and Mr. Mike Liddell and all the things that they're doing. Matter of fact, let's hear that commercial before we go to another commercial break, Anthony.
Yes, sir.
I think it's well worth doing. And maybe I won't play it. Who knows if I can find it. You know me. I got to find stuff sometimes. This
and
is
you
live.
Know, those of you that use the Mike Liddell.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
And that promo, Anthony,
is coffee. and listen, guys, I was actually just looking because I get promos all the time from MyPillow.com, and they have sandals now. You know, and so they have a number of items.
Oh, I
most people
to tell
just
Anthony,
think about
I actually got some sandals. I got
what?
I gotta tell you, I gotta get you. He contacted me. I'm sorry, the folks contacted me and asked me did, and I said, "Oh, y'all got sandals?"
Yep, they have sandals now.
They are so comfortable.
You see how your partner's treating? Oh, I see where the love is at.
I just got them, folks. So I'm sorry. I gotta make sure we get Anthony a pair of sandals. So. But they just sent me some, and I was just like, oh, these things. I literally just tried them on before we came to the radio. My wife, who finally likes some, she's just always like, oh, it's cool. Man, she tried those sandals on, Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, those sandals are very comfortable.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, okay, all right. So I'm going to make sure, at least we know now, we know what you like, and we know it. So good stuff. So, Anthony, let's take a commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-817-1452. 800-817-1452. That's 800-817-1452.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here is a great idea. Donate your car now and help local veterans in your area. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program, and within a few days we will come and remove your car for free. You can donate any car, in any condition. We'll use our vast network to sell it. The proceeds raised goes to help local veterans and their families, and you get a tax deduction. And all you need to do is make this free call. Clean your yard up, get rid of an old car, and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
And we're back.
We're back.
Got to get Anthony those sandals, though.
You better give me my sandals.
I'll make sure Kevin, we need some sandals. So, you know, Kevin will help make sure we take care of us. Anthony, you know, we talked last week, and I'm not sure I want to really go into boiling point this subject because I think we've kind of just, it's been talked about enough about the whole Roe versus Wade thing. But you know what? A subject that is really, you kind of made me think about it. And I kind of started on this tangent earlier, but now that I think about it, Anthony, I think in this week's boiling point, you know what really kind of is getting under me is what you just talked about earlier. We talked about people get excited
mm-hmm.
about wanting you to fail. Think about that for a second.
Mm-hmm.
These same people get excited when they think the crypto market was crashing.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be able to tell you, I told you not to be involved in it. I tried to tell you,
mm-hmm.
right? Not knowing how much money you might have made in that market, right? So I just find it, Anthony, that you have these naysayers and people that will tell you don't do that or you shouldn't do this. And I'm like, but you're not a financial expert that's giving out this advice. Or you're someone that has an agenda
yeah.
for giving out the advice.
Absolutely.
We see that
Absolutely.
A lot, though,
yeah.
right? So people are sitting there giving these opinions and celebrating. Oh, so you lost, how much you lose? And there's an old saying that my grandmother, and you've probably heard it, Anthony, in some ways and shape, form. Scared money
don't make money. Yeah, I've heard that.
Right?
So it's the truth.
We talk about retirement, folks. Let me make sure you understand. The older you become, the less risk you should have in your portfolio.
Yes.
That's that rule of 100, right?
Yep.
But when we talk about cryptocurrencies and things of that nature, and I have clients that invest in different things, I'm like, long as that ain't your retirement.
Exactly. And it's good to diversify. But here's the key, too. And I just give you guys one tip about cryptocurrencies. Unless it goes to zero, which is it gets completely canceled.
Right.
It's worthless, right?
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things about crypto, and you'll see this even with Bitcoin, is I won't wait till everybody comes in and it's all high. And that's what a lot of people do, is they wait till they get in the excitement. And this is with any investment, is that they get excited over it. They see the price going up, like, oh, I want to get in before I miss it. No, sometimes you want to wait
mm-hmm.
because it's going to come back down to a level that's a little more, and you want somebody that understands that market so that you understand the right time to get in. This is the right time to get in right now.
Yeah, buy low, sell high.
That's it.
All right, that's sort of
I don't think it's going to go any lower than it has right now at this moment.
Right.
But I think it's a great time to do it.
It's a great time to do it, and I'm going to segue over. That's just the boiling point for me, Anthony, because it's just I just get so tired of these people, these so-called financial experts
gurus.
And these gurus. And then you got financial experts that work at UPS. No disrespect to them, but he's driving the truck, and he's trying to give you financial advice. Like,
well.
And there's always a lesson when a new stock or something comes out to the public, and you hearing it in the barbershop, and you hearing
that,
it from—
that Warren Buffett says that. Yeah, that's the time—
Not to listen. Right. That's the tech. Because it's too late at that point.
Too late.
Right?
Yep.
So these guys, they don't have the new. I remember somebody tried to tell me, you should buy Dogecoin or whatever these coins. I'm like, man, where are you getting this information from? And then they tell you, oh, such and such told me. I'm like, oh, Lord. No. So, folks, no. So we tell you to protect your neck, protect your nest egg, and we'll make sure you do that if you give us a call, 1-800-306-5086. We'll make sure you do that. Anthony, I want to go into something real quickly in sports books,
sure.
And then we'll take this thing home with a little what's in your cup, because I still can't believe this guy actually did this. But in sports books, a major settlement was actually paid by the Major League Baseball to pay $185 million to settle the federal class action lawsuit filed by minor league players who sought pay for minimum wage and overtime violations by teams. Pending a judge approval, the settlement, according to a document filed this past Friday in California. The suit filed in February of 2014, wow, it's taking this long, by former Miami Marlins minor league Aaron Sanin and two other retired minor league players was settled May 10th, 3 weeks before it was set to go to trial. Thousands of other players will be eligible to receive part of the $120,197,300 due to players, with the rest going to attorney fees and other costs. Man, it must be good to be an attorney.
Yeah.
To be able to walk away with, what is that, $65 million?
Wow.
Being an attorney, right? So as part of the Major League Baseball settlement, Major League will issue a memo that allows teams to pay a minor league player during spring training and extending spring training and instructional leagues in Florida and Arizona. Teams previously have been blocked from doing so. That's just crazy. You know, there are minor league guys that have to take second and third jobs, Anthony, just to take care of themselves. Guys making minimum like 19
really?
Grand a
wow.
year. In today's society, think about what $19,000 is. $19,000 in the 40s and 50s?
Yeah, that'd be
living.
A whole different, but not this.
Right.
Mm.
Mm-mm. But $19,000. So it says that the majority of more than 5,000 players in the minor league, listen to this. This is worse than I thought. Make between $4,800 and $14,700 annually. Annually.
So they have to have a second job.
There's no way you can live off of that.
No.
And they've only been paid during the season, their season. So baseball's not year round.
Wow.
So these guys don't go, unless they go to some other place and play.
Yeah.
This is what they're up against, Anthony. So this is why I feel like this is a big increase. It's much needed. Major League Baseball, first of all, folks, if you don't know, Major League Baseball has an uncapped salary cap. They don't have a salary cap.
Wow.
So they can pay these players whatever they want. So you won't take care of the young guys, the lower-end guys on the bottom of the tier trying to make a roster, trying to see the dream of making it to the show. So now they're being forced to because somebody decided to stop all this foolishness. So cool, I'm applauding the attorneys and the folks that did do this to help these young minor league players.
Yes.
So, Anthony, we're going to go right into what's in your cup. We're just rolling it right along, folks. We're rolling it right along. Anthony, I didn't even believe – this was a story that, for me, was hard to believe. I've seen all kind of crazy stories, but I want you to hear this story. Have you familiar with Mount Vesuvius, which is an active volcano in Italy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, a 23-year-old – apparently, this gentleman is he from America? Yes. He's from America. I didn't know you could even climb Mount Vesuvius. But this 23-year-old man, Anthony,
mm-hmm.
climbed Mount Vesuvius.
Don't tell me he jumped in. No.
Listen to this. Took a selfie at the top of Mount Vesuvius.
Oh, no.
Dropped his phone into Mount Vesuvius.
Oh, no.
And tried to retrieve it. He fell several meters into the ash of the crater before being saved by nearby park officials on this past Saturday.
Mm.
He sustained only minor injuries.
Thank God.
There was an angel that caught him or something.
Yes, boy.
The man who has not been named, he don't need to be named. We got a name for him. Getting ready to tell you. Allegedly walked on an unauthorized path to reach the summit of Mount Vesuvius at 1,281 meters, according to the spokesperson from the Carbonari of the Forestry Department.
So he must have walked with other people with him.
Apparently. I don't know how he did it.
They just named him, but if he got rescued, somebody had to know he was there.
Somebody rescued him. So the spokesperson told ABC News he believes the man went on the unmarked path because tickets for visiting Vesuvius, which are limited to 2,700 a day, were all booked. The man had come to the opposite side of the crater where visitors are not permitted.
Uh-huh.
So at around 3 p.m., the local news source reported the park's volcanological guides had spotted some people on the upper part of the crater, an area forbidden for solo access. The guides immediately started moving toward the area and were able to come to the man's rescue after seeing him attempt to retrieve his cell phone. Anthony, on behalf of Coffee and Castro, let me say what it says. It says the guys also performed first aid on the man's minor injuries to his legs, arms and back.
Mm.
Two other Americans, two Brits, and one Austrian were with the American man who fell. So you're right, it was other people with him.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony, on behalf, why he had to be from America? On behalf of Coffee and Cash Flow, to this 23-year-old who fell in the volcano,
what's in your cup?
I can tell
some
you what's
ash.
In. That's exactly what's in his cup. Ash. Anthony, it's just amazing when you hear these stories. So, listen, Anthony, you got any final words as we get out of here?
You know, that's it. You know, pay attention. my whole goal is pay attention and don't jump into volcanoes.
Don't jump into volcanoes, folks. So, I got one for you guys. I've always tried to leave you with some kind of words of advice. And this is what I will say. Never be afraid to try something new. Remember, amateurs built the Ark. Professionals built the Titanic. This is Coffee and Cashflow. We'll see you next week.
See ya.